Blog Talk Radio.
From the studios of Right Talk in the Ouachita Mountains of Western Arkansas, we welcome listeners from around the world. Right Talk Live is on now. Here are the hosts of Right Talk, T.J. Tipton and Brad Dick.
Woo!
Overlook a lot of things that are going on. I was just looking at all the news outlets, and like I said, you know, I will endure it for my friends, right? I will endure it. Okay. Hey, listen, we got a great show lined up today. We got a guest call in at 563-999-3597. Hey, we get to do our first night of calls. That's exciting, isn't it? Yeah, we're really excited to hear what everybody is having to say. I got a lot of comments, like tons of comments last night. Now, I'll tell you what I did today. You came by the office today, and you saw that they were working on our Roku, you know. And so they are just approving our channel. We've already got films in there for people to watch Roku and Amazon Fire Stick. Okay, so shows are ready. They're just approving the channel, and then whenever they approve the channel, people will be able to watch us. I don't know how many nations. The list goes on and on and on. But we're going to talk about some great things. Don't forget the Facebook Live. What's that URL for Facebook Live? Well, look over my shoulder, over here, right there. Oh, okay, Facebook. Let's do that. Facebook.com/groups/RightTalk with one T. Okay, yeah. And we're also on blogtalkradio.com/RightTalk, and that's with one T. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, it was TJ and Brad, and since you didn't have a T in your name, I thought it might be better just go with one T. Yeah, one T. Only one T. That's our vocabulary anyway. Okay. So anyway, we're going to be all over the place. I think that this is going to be a match made in heaven. A lot of people don't want to go through the drudgery of trying to listen to liberal media. Since when did liberal become progressive? You know, because, I mean, it's kind of like pro-life, right? So we came up with the terminology of pro-life, and the liberals cannot stand, they sure couldn't go by pro-death, even though that's what they are, right? Okay, so they had to come up with something that was equal or better. So what, they don't like to be called liberals now? So they're not liberals anymore, they're progressives. You know, and now you know why I don't like spaghetti. Progresso. Oh, is that what it is? Okay. All right. Well, now we know the truth behind it, don't we? Okay. So a lot of places we're going to be at, we're on YouTube. We've got a video on YouTube. And you go to YouTube and you look up Right Talk, and you're going to find us there. Okay. And then we have Roku, Amazon Fire Stick. More is coming. And we're starting our podcast. Now, I'm getting this week ready. And then we are going to just blast that to Pod Paradise, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. We're going to have podcasts everywhere. You can be anywhere in the world and to be able to listen to and watch Right Talk. Isn't that awesome? Anywhere in the world, as long as you have internet. Yeah, as long as you have internet. So, yeah, well, that's what I said. I mean, you know, when I went to Uganda, by the way, I do have one of my favorite Java cups, right? And it's my Uganda cup that I got while I was in Uganda. I think I got this at the airport. I don't know. But it is one of my favorite coffee cups, and I got it on my little warmer over there, keeping me warm, and I got my Sonic cup, So I'm ready for a good show tonight. You know, I did want to talk real quick, because, you know, doing a show so late in the day, okay, doing it is we are – I'm looking for something if you're wondering what I'm doing, okay? But one thing that we do get is we get the nightly news as it happens. And I was reading right before I got on, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, has been diagnosed with COVID-19. Okay. He said that he had, he's been inoculated. He's had the vaccine. He doesn't feel any symptoms. He's been really kind of a anti-mask type of guy. Okay. And so, just keep him in your prayers. I'm sure everything will be fine. But, this disease has no boundaries. We'll talk more about that later on in the show. But this disease has no boundaries. And so, just keep him in your prayers. They just found out today. So I think that came out about an hour ago. So anyway, yesterday we talked about what people were saying about Biden's speech and about his withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan. Now, we already got into that yesterday. So there's no need for me to go over that again, okay? But I really think that we need to have a better understanding. We've been in Afghanistan for over 20 years, okay? And it's the fact that the Taliban crisis is intensifying by the minute. And so I took some tweets, and we want to know what you have to say about this. What's the phone number, Brad? Okay, and you can see it if you're watching on Facebook Live. You can also if you're on blogtalkradio.com/righttalk, you'll be able to see the phone number. Okay, so I was looking at some tweets today, and this is what CNN's Jake Tapper said. Now CNN, a pretty liberal station, right? I don't ever watch them, but. This is what Jake Tapper said. Now, again, you know, he's way to the left, right? And this is what he said about the speech. He said, the president said that the buck stopped with him. Okay? But, in fact, this speech was full of finger-pointing and blame. Now, listen, when the liberals are getting upset with the president and his speeches, we know that things are heading south. And speaking of south, you know, that's a whole messed up deal on the border right now. I was reading a report of where they were saying that they can't even do their jobs because they're having to deal with the families and dealing with the people that are coming over the border. Okay. And we didn't have that problem. 2 years ago, we didn't have that problem. And so, you know, I thought it was interesting that Tapper said that this speech was full of finger pointing and blame. Now, this is his president, my president too, don't get me wrong. But this is what Tapper is saying, who is on the left, okay? And he's one of those progressives, I guess. Now, Mike Pence, he had a little bit, I'm sure he had a little bit different idea of it, right? But Pence twittered that the Biden's administration disaster withdrawal from Afghanistan dishonors the memory of those heroic Americans who gave the last full measure of devotion and all who bravely served their defending freedom these past 20 years. And then he went on and tweeted, God bless our troops and allies in this dark hour. Now, when that was heart ripping, okay? You could really feel like that Mike was Vice President Pence was really trying to get to the heart of this matter, okay? And so I just kept on, you know, I kept on looking at Twitters and came across Nancy Pelosi, okay? And this is what Nancy said. Speaker of the House, the defender of our freedom. The president is to be commended for the clarity of purpose of his statement on Afghanistan and his action. Yeah, but that wasn't the kicker. Are you ready for the kicker, Bradley? Oh, yeah. The Taliban must know the world is watching its actions. Ooh. Yeah, better watch out, Taliban. People are watching you. Well, they've been watching them for 20 years. I mean, come on, Nancy, let's get this together. All right, now listen to this. I think they like being watched, right? You know, watch me, okay? And until we started dropping bombs, and then they said, well, maybe we don't want to be watched so bad. All right? I mean, do you remember that 20 years ago when we went into Afghanistan, they were destroying historical, well, I can't say too much because liberals are too, taking down statues because they didn't agree with the history of America. Listen, you're not going to change the history of America. Sorry, you just ain't going to do it. But anyway, let me get back to this before I go on a rant, okay? Now, this is what she said. Okay, so number one is the Taliban must know the world is watching its actions. And then she says, we are concerned about reports regarding the Taliban's brutal treatment of all Afghans, especially women and girls. The difference between Pence and Nancy Pelosi is between daylight and dark. Pence's statement is about the bravery of the troops that defended the freedom of others, while Pelosi's tweet only lifts up and tries to justify, you hearing what I'm saying, Brad? Just trying to justify what Biden has already done with ordering the removing of troops. And, of course, we can't leave out her thoughts of the brutal treatment of females. Feminazism at its best, as Rush would say, probably. Right? Folks, there's more to this than the Taliban being brutal to females. That's all she could say. That's the only thing that she could really come up with is that, well, the Taliban's being brutal to females. We're concerned about reports regarding the Taliban's brutal treatment of all Afghans, especially women and girls. There's a whole lot more to say. President Bush said that he was watching the crisis unfolding in Afghanistan with deep sadness. Well, we all are, right? I mean, this is a terrible thing. I mean, you know, 20 years, economic impacts on us. We said that for the next, we were talking about that for the next three or four generations, okay? Three or four different generations is that we are going to be paying for this mess, okay? Nancy, what about the weapons the Taliban has taken that was bought with our tax dollars? What about them? Or Nancy, what about the American soldiers and the civilians who paid for the freedom of the Afghanistans with their lives? How about them? Why can't we tweet something a little bit more direct, right? Instead about, well, we just hate that the women are going to be mistreated. But well, nobody wants anybody to be mistreated. Or Nancy, how about the translators and the new news journalists journalists that are hiding because if they have a death warrant on their heads? What about them? But the most outrageous comment that I came across was by Senator Lehi, Democrat out of Vermont, and I quote, are you ready for this, Brad? Because you're probably picking yourself up off the floor. And I quote, the Taliban is likely to make gains on the battlefield. Likely to make gains on the battlefield, Senator? They took the whole country, Brad! What? That is the first, that is the, I was looking at this today, and no one is saying anything about the humiliation of America, except for President Trump. There was a James Carafano, and he's a leading expert in national security, and he said this, the American humiliation is the greatest recruiting ad the Islamists could ask for. Osama bin Laden pressed the first attack on America, insisting that America was a paper tiger. Under the administration of what we have right now, we are a paper tiger. It wasn't any better under Obama's administration. 20 years later, others will take up the cry. After all, today the Taliban controls more territory in Afghanistan than it did in 9/11. Just think about that. And Senator Lehi, or whatever his name is, out of Vermont, is saying the Taliban is likely to make gains on the battlefield. We're in trouble, Bradley. Wow. Wow. So, yeah, what do you think? Give us a call, 563-999-3597. Hey, Brad, we'll be back right after this, so tell me we've got to go to break.
Right Talk. Heard live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, LinkedIn, and recorded on Roku, Amazon, and podcast around the world.
Hey, friend, a few months ago, I wrote a series of books that I call The Big Series. I entitled them Think Big, Talk Big, Walk Big. And these books are life-changing as one learns that you are what you say you are what you think you are, and that determines on how you walk. These truths will change your life and destiny. You see, Carol sent me a message, and she said, hi, TJ. I just have to text you and tell you I can't put your books down. OMG. You are so spot on and keeping it real and true. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody needs to read these books multiple times. Listen, friend, you can get these copies of Big Series today at Amazon.com and search TJ Tipton. These copies of these books and others that I've written in either Kindle, digital, or printed form. Search TJ Tipton, Think Big, Talk Big, and Walk Big. Like I said, I call them the Big Series on Amazon.com. Hey, we're back. Just as soon as I unmute myself, I'm back. Yeah, a lot of people like me that way. My wife really likes me that way. Hey, Bradley, you got a book out on Amazon. Tell us about it. I tell you what, I had the great chance and opportunity. I didn't get to read all of it. I've read a lot of it, and it's going to help you, especially in business, in things in life, just in general, keep you from being distracted. You know, so tell me, Bradley. You know, we're going to do every once in a while. We're going to do a rant. I think you got something you want to rant about. Wash your hands, baby. You know, it's the simple things that it's amazing that you know how simple it is just to wash. I mean, how many times have you washed into a restaurant? Restroom, which are usually the nastiest restrooms that are out there, right? And except for McDonald's, when we're traveling, we always look for a McDonald's restroom. but how many people come in, yeah, I mean, do their business, walk out the door, it's over with. Okay. So, you know, Bradley, I came across an interesting article, and I don't know if you read this or not. Okay, I've always got a rant. So, you know, Democrats are considering using infrastructure money for Afghan refugees. Have you read that? You know, there's some congressional Democrats are exploring the options of using some of the money from the proposed $3.5 trillion infrastructure reconciliation bill for the resettlement of Afghan refugees. Now, Minnesota Representative Omar, which we all know that she's going to be all gung-ho for this because she's Islamist herself, okay, said the U.S. should marshal an international coalition to evacuate every Afghan citizen. In other words, she wants to bring everybody that lives in Afghanistan that's not Taliban, she wants to move them to America. Everybody that's fleeing for their lives, bless Allah, let's get them over here. New York representative, of course, AOC. you know this is going to be something. Tweeted on Monday, we have a moral obligation. Oh, it should be, we have a moral obligation, right, to the Afghan people. The U.S. role in the crisis is indisputable. We must waste no time or expense in helping refugees safely and swiftly leave Afghanistan. Where are they going, Brad? Yeah. There's nothing in Utah. That's right. All they got is salt plains and, you know, some mountains. Send them to Utah, baby. I mean, come on. Okay? But what I'm saying is, why is it our responsibility? It was her president. It's her president, right? He's the one that put lives at stake. So why are we responsible for the mistake that President Biden made? That buck stops there. Well, according to AOC, no. The buck stops with America because we need to make sure, and she went on to say, we must immediately welcome them to the U.S. and provide real support as they rebuild their lives. Do these women have rocks for brains? You know, 563-999-3597 is the number to call. What do you think? These women, they got rock for brains, or what's going on? Am I missing something? Maybe somebody can enlighten me, because the three and a half trillion plan is expected to pass Congress on a one-party basis through the budget reconciliation process. Now, this requires only 50 votes in the Senate for passage by avoiding the filibuster. But this also means that the Democrats, they can't lose a single vote in the 50-50 chamber, okay? And there are some moderates like Joe Manchin in West Virginia and Kristen Sinema. You know, one time I went for a job at a radio station there in Oklahoma City. And it was a news station, right? And this was whenever Iran, this is back whenever you had all those Iranian names, right, that I couldn't pronounce. And they set me down and they wanted me to start reading all these names, you know. And they had no pronunciation. They just had a bunch of names. And needless to say, Bradley, I didn't get the job. But I'm just saying that the discussions around the possibility of resettling Afghan refugees have just begun, and I promise it's going to progress over the next several weeks. Over the next several weeks, there is going to be more at stake than ever before. See, I was too young whenever they brought the Vietnamese over. I was maybe seventh grade, sixth grade. You were younger than that. I don't even think he's in school. So I don't remember a lot of that. But you know, if Nancy Pelosi and if Amar and AOC gets their way, they'll be bringing the whole world to America. You know? I mean, we already have a crisis at the border. I mean, it's more than a crisis. It's, man, it you know, 563-999-3597. I can talk about this all day, but I just kind of want to hear what others are having to say as well, right? We almost sound like we're raising money on Yeah, hey, if you want to call in and leave a donation for the right talk, we're going to take it. No, but anyway, what else you got going? Where are you coming up with this stuff at? What are people thinking? No, I'm, is there going to be a lawsuit over this? I mean, good grief, if some kid's going to get hit in the head with a baseball at a Cubs game, surely somebody, I mean, probably somebody spilled coffee all over themselves whenever they saw that. And yeah, exactly. Maybe it's a Big Mac. Who knows? You know, I found a real interesting story, and we knew it was coming. Okay, so this is no surprise whatsoever. But in New York City, and I'm so glad I don't live in New York, and I feel sorry for people, you know, in New York right now. If they have no shot, if they have no proof, they get no service. Today, they started, New York City businesses begin to check, asking people for their immunization card. Okay? There was a kid that went in and he sat next to his parents and they were already sitting down and the waiter came up and said this. He said, hey, we need to see your vaccination card. Well, you know, when I start hearing stuff like that, Brad, I cannot help but think of a verse in Revelation 13, and I know some of you know where I'm going with this, but Revelation 13:16 says that, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand or in the forehead. Now, I realize that the immunization is not the right hand or the forehead. I understand that, and that's not why I'm not saying that this immunization is the mark of the beast, but listen to this next verse. It says, and that no man might buy or sell, save that they have had the mark. Now, whenever I start looking at stuff like that, right, I start getting a little bit, I'm not going to say nervous, but, you know, I start wondering what in the world is going on. No shot, if you haven't had the shot, right? Now, we live in a very conservative state. We live in a red state. They call it a red state, right? I don't think we'll ever have to deal with ignorance like this. And that's what it's all. I think that this is where most people are going with this, is that they're coming to it with the government does not have right to control, right, you and me by forcing us to take a shot. By forcing us to provide that we've taken the shot, okay? This is something that I feel like that, you know, I have a choice. If I take the shot, that's my choice. That's not your choice. That's not the government's choice. If I take the shot, that's TJ's choice. I said yesterday I had to take a yellow fever shot, right, in order for me to go to Uganda. I'm looking at maybe a trip to Ghana. I have to have that yellow fever shot. Well, I had the choice of saying whether I'm going to go to Uganda or not go to Uganda, right? I had that choice. In order for me to go, I had to take a yellow fever shot. If I want to travel and they're requiring me to take the shot, I have a choice to make. Either travel by car, right, or take the shot. That's my choice. That's not for the government to come to me. That's not for me to go into a restaurant and to say, you know, I'm not a big mask supporter. I hang around people that are, you know. But even when the mask was happening, even when it was really, and it's coming back, I would go into the restaurant, and I picked this up from a buddy of mine, Sean Strong. And we tell them we got CS. Can't wear a mask. We got CS. And so, you know, they don't know that we're saying we got common sense. Okay? Mask is not going to protect you. Mask might protect somebody if you have COVID, maybe. That's really not been proven yet. Okay? But the government is all bent they're all bent out of shape, that we take this shot and we wear our mask, and if you don't do it, we're going to force you to. Now, you know, I'm a child of the 60s, almost a child of the 50s, and I never thought I'd see such ignorance and such stupidity and people just the blind leading the blind into a ditch. What do you think? 563, oh, I'm sorry. I just going to get somebody to give us a call, and then you finish your statement. 563-999-3597. Go ahead. We have a factory here in town that is requiring everybody, if you want to stay at work, you're going to have to get vaccinated. It's crazy. To me, it's craziness. And I never thought that we'd see a day like this. Okay. So, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back after this.
You're hearing it right on Right Talk with TJ and Brad.
If you are a truck driver and have 6 months of experience with a good driving record, I need you to listen up. We Hire Truckers has driving opportunities across the U.S. Not only do they have driving jobs, We Hire Truckers specialize in regional opportunities that will get you home every week. We Hire Truckers believes you can spend valuable times with your family and still bring home the bacon. We Hire Truckers will get you home and money in your bank account. Give Mickey a call today, 479-461-5657. That's 479-461-5657. 479-461-5657. Call We Hire Truckers today. I hear stuff like that makes me want to go to a deer hunt. Go get my gun, baby! Yeah, we're avid deer hunters here. You know, we'll spend all of November out there in the sticks, right? Deer camp. And usually get 7, 8, 9 deer. Ronda, Kansas. We're set for the year. You know? So, what else you got going on there, Bradley? What's working for him? Of course he's going to say that. He was instrumental for bringing it in. I mean, of course, you know, what are they going to do? Go around with the, they're going to go around and say, oh, you know, we made a mistake. Sorry, folks, we spent billions of dollars, but we messed up. You know, one thing about politicians is they never want to be honest, and they never want to talk about truth. They don't want to go around with eggs on their face, because if they know that in the election, and by the way, You heard it right here first, folks, on Right Talk. I think you're going to see the control of the House flip over to the Republicans. That's just a few months away. That's November. So we got September, October. We got 3 months. 3 months. And then, you know, basically, it kind of be, it's going to be like Obama's hands. You know, Joe's hands are going to be tied, basically. We'll take the Senate. We'll take the House. The Republicans will. So, you know, and maybe they'll do something. Maybe they'll do what we vote them in to do. But nobody wants to go walking in with egg on their face. Okay? So this is more than just having to take a vaccination. This is this is looking good. We got to look good. It's not working, right? I mean, to some degree, I can't honestly say it's not working. To some degree, it is working. I mean, if the stats are right, if the stats are right, 99.9% of the people who have died of COVID, right, have not been vaccinated. If that is a true statement, I don't trust the CDC as far as I can throw them. And I sure don't trust who, right? So, you know, how do we know? How do we know what is the truth and what is not the truth? Now, I'm not big on conspiracy theories. There are some people that we can trust. Some people. Let me niche that down. Very few people, you know, in the government that we can trust. But this reminds me of a story that I read. Okay. And Sri Lanka, right? Health minister was demoted. The health minister of Sri Lanka has been demoted. Okay. I guess what he's been demoted for. For endorsing magic to treat COVID-19. He's a magic man, mama. But you know, what I'm saying is this. I'm not one to believe in magic, but he might have his act together more than CDC does. Listen, we got about 15 minutes, so if you want to get a call in, you need to do it right now, 563-999-3597. Listen, Bradley, this show is based upon people's opinions, and they don't even have to agree with us, right? Don't even have to agree with what we're saying, you know. I'm not going to sit there and just say, well, whatever you think is right. But at the same time, this is a call-in show, and we want people to be able to call in and to be able to speak their mind, if you will, right? And so there's going to come a time here, and I'm believing rather quickly. My goodness, I mean, we're going to be on podcasts throughout the world, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, you name it. I'm running some contracts now with some people who want to do more commercials with us. You know, we're on Facebook Live, and I forgot to share. I forgot to share. I even forgot to tell people to share on Facebook Live, but that's okay. Okay. Did you? Man, you the man, Brad, you the man, the magic man. You need to move to Sri Lanka, brother. agents press, the president told Pavithra, I ain't going to try this last name, but yeah, I am too, Wania Rachichi. Hey, that sounded pretty good, Wania Rachichi. Uh-huh. That was, yeah, that was the health minister. And so I guess he was doing a little bit of casting some spells and stuff on people. But one of the things that she did one of the things that she did was poured a pot of blessed water into a river in November after a self-styled God man told her that it would end the pandemic in the island nation of 21 million people. Well, they already had 150 deaths this last week. So, I mean, I'm not laughing about the death. I'm just laughing about because, you know, people, I'm telling you, oh, take the shot. You're going to be okay. Isn't that what they told us? Brad, take the shot. Take the shot. Get vaccinated. Your problem with COVID-19 will be over with. That's what they said. Okay. Oh, the booster. Yeah, every 8 months you got to take that booster, you know. And people ain't going to do it. There might be a few. But, I mean, I think 50% of almost 51% of U.S. citizens have been inoculated. I guess that's the right word. Or they took the immunization. I got to check to see if the word inoculation is correct. Remind me to do that. But the immunization shot, about 51% of the U.S., okay? And we've had highest peaks now that has spiked beyond what it was a year ago March, right? So it's just crazy stuff. I mean, you know, and so people are looking for the answer, and apparently this prime minister didn't find it either. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, at this point, people are going to try everything and anything to make sure. I mean, I got a dear friend right now, you know, that's been with a respirator on him for the last 10 days, man. And I pray for him all the time, you know. Had another good friend of mine just pass away. We just went to her funeral last, you were there the other day. And you know, we're not saying it's not rampant. We're not saying that this disease is not destroying. We're just saying that we as U.S. citizens should not have to be forced if we don't. It's kind of like, you know, whenever they pass the seatbelt, you know, taking the seatbelt, making sure that you wore a seatbelt. Now, I'll say this, and every highway patrolman in Arkansas will be looking for me, and police officer, I still don't wear my seat. Yeah, maybe they'll call in. I still don't wear my seatbelt. Why? Because to me, me and my son, you know, he's a sergeant in the military, right? And he's in the police force there. Me and him argue that I tell him this is my First Amendment right. My First Amendment right. As long as I'm not hurting anybody else, leave me alone. Okay? You know? So that's just how I believe. I mean, I've paid. Ron and I were driving through Indiana. We got pulled over because we wasn't wearing our seatbelts. I just went to the courthouse, paid the payment, went on down the road, you know, without my seatbelt because it's just something personal, you know. Well, that's the way this vaccination is with people. It's something personal. And the government should not force us to be able to take the vaccination. Now, tomorrow night, you know, we got this Afghanistan stuff. We got COVID-19 and beyond. You know, this is going to be in the news. I mean, we're not going to get away from this, right? And the only way we're going to break up the monotony is for somebody to call in and get us on another subject. So tomorrow night we'll work on that, right? And you know, we just there's a lot that is going on. I mean, Biden has made a fool of America. Nancy Pelosi, which we wouldn't expect anything less, is backing him up. AOC, you know, but there are people who are saying that was a wrong choice to make. Even on the left side, they're saying that. So we got Afghanistan. We know that the situation is dire. We know that it's getting worse by the minute, right? The Taliban is saying right now that the women can still work, but I saw people out on signs closing beauty shops and taking pictures of women down there in Afghanistan, in Kabul. So we know that the situation is getting dire. We're going to be dealing with this for the next few weeks, I'm sure, maybe beyond that. COVID-19 is growing, and it's becoming more scary by the day. We're going to be dealing with that. We're going to try to keep it refreshing as much as we can. Okay. And before we leave, I just want to make sure that the listeners know that you can listen to us on blogtalk.com, Right Talk with one T, RIGHTALK, and facebook.com/groups/Right Talk, RIGHTALK. That's a marketing ploy. In case you didn't know that, Brad, that's a marketing ploy. Okay. Yeah. I just thought I'd share that with you. You know, we're seeing around the world, people from Africa is watching us right now. They're not, but they'll watch it tomorrow. There's people from all around the world that I'm getting comments from that enjoyed our last night's show. I'm sure they're going to enjoy this show as well. Podcasts with Pod Paradise, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. The list will go on and on. We got a Roku channel that is being taken care of now. They're going to be okaying the channel, so it will be a channel called Right Talk on Roku and also on Amazon Fire Stick. And my friend, more is coming. Any final words? And you know, we run this show Monday through Thursday at 11 o'clock. And we chose 11 o'clock because our understanding was, our marketing told us that 11 o'clock is the best time for a talk show. So we put a lot of work into this, and we're going to put a lot of money into this because I believe that what we have to say is important. If you have a question, I have the answer. And if I don't, Brad will. Say goodnight, Brad.
We want to thank you for joining us on Right Talk. Listen to Right Talk every Monday through Thursday at 11 p.m. Central on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitch, and LinkedIn. You can also watch and listen to Live Talk on Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, and podcasts around the world. Right Talk is a TJ Tipton Inc. production.